Hello, friends. It's Kelly K. Walker, the Queen of Manifesting, and welcome to the podcast. Today, we're talking about another aspect of, you guessed it, weight loss. How to release your identity as a fat person so that you can step into a new identity as a healthy, vibrant, fit ball of fire, or whatever new version of you is going to replace the old you. So sit back, relax, grab something to take notes with if you really want to make a change, and let's get this episode started.
You're listening to the Queen of Manifesting Podcast. Welcome to the Queendom. In this podcast, the Queen of Manifesting herself, Kelly Walker, will teach you how to manifest everything you need to live your purpose at a higher level. And now, your queen, Kelly Walker.
Hey everyone, today we are continuing our multi-episode topic of manifesting a significant weight loss. And as you have probably heard in previous episodes, my goal is 100 pounds released by New Year's Eve of this year. Of those 100 pounds, I have already released just over 30, so I have about 70 to go. And I actually think that I'll be achieving that goal well before December 31st, considering my current progress, which makes me very happy. So, let's look at one of the big issues behind big transformation. And that is the issue of identity. In other words, who am I when I am no longer my current self? And then more particularly with weight issues, who am I if I'm not a fat girl anymore? Who am I without this huge part of my life that I have lived with day in and day out for the past 40 years? It can be so scary and so full of the unknown that often that fear alone will stop a person dead in their tracks. Their progress towards a healthier body will come to a screeching halt because they just don't know who they are without all the extra them. I have absolutely struggled with this one. I started gaining weight at age 10, very gradually, and then at age 17, after being a cheerleader for a year, I went through the steroid debacle with my gynecologist, which I talked about in a previous episode, and gained 100 pounds the following year. That was almost 40 years ago. But since then, the fat on my body has totally become part of my identity. When I visualize reaching my goal, I actually struggle a lot with knowing what it would feel like to be at my goal weight. Now, I am currently the same height I was in sixth grade. And back then, I weighed 117 pounds, but I don't remember how it felt. I just remember being alarmed that my boobs were getting so big so fast and that all the boys were very inappropriately over-interested in that fact. And I soon started getting felt up when they would pass me in class or on the school bus. I was so stupid and naive and shocked that I wouldn't even react. I would just freeze like a deer caught in the headlights. I never told on them. I never said anything. I was just petrified. And then even grown men started giving me some very scary, steamy looks, and occasionally even along with some sexual comments, which especially terrified me. So when I was at a very healthy weight for my height, all I can remember about that is being scared of all the male attention and how easily it felt like it could turn dangerous, which, by the way, was a big factor in my huge weight gain soon after hitting puberty. So now I'm battling the idea that if I do reach my goal weight, I will be sacrificing my sense of safety created by all this extra fat concealing my body. And because that feeling of danger is the only thing I remember about being thin and healthy, well, actually, I do remember a couple other things, two other things. I remember looking amazing in a bathing suit, and I also remember how easy it was to walk in high heels. But other than that, my main memory is of feeling in danger. So how can I make that new identity of a thin person feel safe? When right now, when I visualize, all I visualize is getting hit on by men. So how do we change our identity while maintaining our true self and our sense of safety without sacrificing that? Well, for me, much like belief breakthrough, finding the false programming in my ideas of identity and then replacing them with truth is the way to go. So now I get to ask myself, Kelly, is it true that you're going to be unsafe when you're thin? Well, no. Okay, why? Because when I was young, I didn't have boundaries. And I trusted everyone. And I didn't stand up for myself when someone did something to violate me. But that is no longer who I am. I trust people who feel trustworthy. And incidentally, I have become excellent at reading people's energy. I don't play the doormat role anymore either. I get mad and I react now. And if you've been following me on Facebook, you know that I am hurtling headlong into establishing shining steel boundaries in every aspect of my life. Because of those changes I have made, I am nothing like that terrified teenager getting sexually harassed every day on every side. And it's not because I got fat. It's because I have evolved and gotten wiser. This current version of Kelly can handle being thin and attractive and getting lots of male attention because this version of Kelly has found her voice. I know who to keep near and I know who to steer clear of. And I know how to speak up and tell people, stop, get away from me. I don't appreciate that. That's inappropriate. Leave me alone. Whatever needs to be said. What about you? You're probably not that scared little kid that you were anymore either, or that vulnerable, homesick college student, or whoever else you were that needed to get fat to survive. Maybe it's time to give that girl a break. Let her venture out on her own without so much meddling from your fearful, overprotective, hiding behind all the fat self. Maybe this identity you have taken on you, just like mine, is expired now. Maybe it's time to trade it in for a newer, thinner, healthier model. I, for one, am going to stop living in fear and remember that I am a totally different person now that can not only handle a few handsy jerks, but I also, more importantly, no longer attract people who want to violate my body in the first place. Maybe you have changed like that too. Maybe you will attract a whole new breed of human. So let's give ourselves a chance to find out. I mean, what have we got to lose? Just 100 pounds, terrible health, and all the aches and pains that go with it. That'd actually be amazing to lose. I hope I've inspired you today to break out of your old, comfortable identity and embrace the adventure of stepping into a new, healthier you. If you need help with the mindset shifts and the breakthroughs, I would love to help you through these. I am a multi-certified life coach, and I can help you find your new, healthier identity as you let go of your old, unhealthy one, just like I'm doing. Now, remember, I'm running a special right now of just $500 for 5 coaching sessions, which is an amazing deal. That is a huge discount on my normal prices. And then when you realize how much it's helping you in your life and your business, I will let you renew for the same special price if you sign up now. To contact me, send me an email at Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y, at thequeenofmanifesting.com. Again, that is Kelly at thequeenofmanifesting.com. And let's chat about what that could look like for us to work together. And don't forget, register for my Queen Retreat, which is happening June 9th through 12th here in Utah, complete with a firewalk. You can find the link to the retreat in my show notes, or you can just go to the website, thequeenofmanifesting.com/retreat. That's www.thequeenofmanifesting.com/retreat. The firewalk will happen on the final night, June 11th, so we will work up to the point where you will be completely brave enough to walk on fire. All right, well, that is it for this week. You guys, again, thanks for listening and being a part of my own manifesting journey. And may you all manifest miracles this week in your own life. And I hope to see you at my retreat in June. This is Kelly K. Walker, the Queen of Manifesting, and I will talk to you all again next Monday morning at 9:00.